Good people all, I pray attend and mind this mournful ditty, and you'll quickly find that cruel sins does in this kingdom reign, of which we have just reason to complain. To see how men run on their wicked race with eagerness as being void of grace, taking delight in those notorious crimes which are the cause of our distracted times. Some men with wanton harlots lead their life, and slights the kind embraces of a wife, till ruin and destruction proves their fate, and then at length repentance comes too late. As by these mournful lines it will appear, John Chambers living in fair Warwickshire, and at the town of Tanworth I declare, a loose, lascivious life he did lead there. Keeping a wanton harlot company, but for his loving wife continually, he then abused and likewise hated so, that at the length it proved his overthrow. That he those sinful pleasures might enjoy, alas, he studied daily to destroy the life of his right lawful loving bride. Unto that end he many methods tried. As from her brother's house with him she went, his cruel heart to wickedness was bent. He did attempt to drown her by the way, yet providence preserved her that day. Though at this time he could not have his will, his most enraged malice reigned still, so that he neither night nor day could rest, making the thoughts of murder in his breast. Two soldiers then he labored to employ in this most horrid, cruel villainy. Yet though he proffered them large money then, they would not be such bloody-minded men. Though he did with these disappointments meet, yet he was still resolved to complete this bloody murder on his loving wife, and in short space bereave her of her life. He hired then a servant of his own, declaring that it never would be known. This said the wretch did not disputing stand, but straightways took the bloody work in hand. Now while they did their treachery conceal, poor heart who was set at her spinning wheel, free from the thoughts of either dread or fear, who little knew her death was drawing near. Servant and master being both agreed, a musket straight they charge and load with speed. The servant coming to his harmless dame, he shot her through the body with the same. Just as she had received the fatal wound, and languishing lay sprawling on the ground, her husband came for to salute her then, like a false wretch, the very worst of men. But she, alas, refused his Judas kiss, and with her dying voice she told him this: by murder now you have procured my death. And with those words she yielded up her breath. Master and man was then to prison sent, in order for a lawful punishment. Nay, likewise when assizes came at last, they for this murder was arraigned and cast. Now on the day that he was brought to die, the master called to all the standers by, wishing that they by him might warning take, and all lewd woman's company forsake. For they alone, alas, has ruined me. And now this day my dismal doom I see. Had I been kind and loving to my wife, I might have lived a long and happy life. Farewell the world and all vain pleasures here. Good God, when I before thy throne appear, although my sins are many, gross, and foul, do thou be merciful and save my soul.